Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
With our arms.
Spirit of the living God fall fresh on me. We cannot make it in this journey and this life that we live without the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God to sit on us, rest on us, rest in us, live in us, move, and have his way in our lives. Amen. Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with
Amen.
Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Amen.
We are so excited that you have tuned in.
Amen.
We're going to show you a God who will bring you out. He is a keeper. He is a way maker. He is a burden bearer. He is a mind regulator, a heart fixer. And he is a keeper if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you have tuned in. You're going to be blessed tonight by the word of God. We thank God for his presence, for his mighty acts, for everything that he's doing in our lives. Thank God for today. Amen.
Amen.
Which he allowed us to see. Amen. Because, you know, so many people did not allow to see today.
Mm-hmm.
And they many people saw today, but they weren't able to get out, weren't able to do anything. But we thank God that we still have the use and activity of our limbs. We have the ability, amen, to do his will. And we are so glad for what God is doing. We thank God for we are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, located at 5883 Highway 159 in Stockbridge. We thank God for his mercy and his grace, and he is blessing us and doing great things. We are going deeper. Amen. He's showing us how to weather the storms of life. Amen. That comes. So we thank and praise God. We have our lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones, and our worship lead pastor is Pastor Sakria. We thank God for everything that he's doing with Light of the World. And we had an opportunity. My wife did. I went to some training today. Rockdale County schools are offering free classes, and I encourage everybody under the sound of our voice to go ahead and spend the time and take these classes on how to help a youth that's dealing with mental health. And we know that the leading cause of death among the teenagers is suicide, which is, oh, my God, it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an opportunity to learn how to help our young people, and it's for free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So please do that. My wife had an opportunity to do that today, and maybe she'll tell you a little bit about that. And we are so glad that we are trying to do what we can to advance the kingdom of God in the earth. Amen. So we thank and praise God for everything he's doing. We saw we had some snow today.
Yeah.
Amen. It surprised everybody. We thought it was just going to be rain, and the snow is going to be up north. But we thank God that snow came, so all of our games were canceled today.
Mm-hmm.
But so we thank and praise God that we are all safe, amen, and we thank God for everything
God.
He's doing in our lives. So we want you to continue to pray for us, that God would continue to move with us. We have a Marriage Utopia Conference coming up in April,
mm-hmm.
April 24th and 25th. You don't want to miss it. Please register now. Go to www.marriageutopia.org and go to booking service and book your seat for that conference. I'm telling you, God is going to move in a mighty way. We have that Friday night. We're going to have a dinner. We're going to have the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. From our Pastor Jared Lewis.
Yes.
We thank God for, we're going to have some music. We're going to have some dancing, oh, my God, just a great time in the Lord. And then Saturday morning, we're going to have breakfast. Then we're going to have six couples that are going to be on a panel for all the questions that we have about how do you handle this marriage thing that we got involved with, and how do what do you do going forward, and all this kind of stuff. Any questions that you have, please submit it on that Friday night, and then Saturday morning they're going to answer those questions. And then after that, we're going to have lunch, and then my wife and myself is going to come back and teach from the book,
mm-hmm.
Marriage the Journey,
mm-hmm.
How Do You Handle Your Baggage? How do you handle the baggage?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so we have reprinted, did a reprint on the book, so we have a new, brand new cover, and I'm telling you, it's looking real, real good. And we are thanking God for everything he's doing. And please, those of you on the sound of my voice, please tune in on Monday night to TV 57. We'll be guests on TV 57 talking about the conference and the book. So please tune in, and if you don't have local TV, tell my children who are out of state and out of the city that they can go to the live stream and see it and support it in the name of Jesus. Pray for us, and we thank and praise God for those who will be going with us. We are so grateful for God, amen, dealing with us. We thank God. We just want to do what God has assigned for us to do,
amen.
Because we know that if we can help couples, we can help families. We can help families. We'll help cities.
Yeah.
We'll help cities. We'll help states.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can be able to help the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank and praise God, amen, for everything he's doing with us and how he is gearing us to just do whatever he has us to do. And we thank God for Light of the World. If you're not a member of Light of the World or you're not in the city, you can live stream with us on comingtothelight.org and go to live stream, and you'll be able to watch our services. If you're in the area, please come by. We have services at 8 a.m., Sunday school at 9:30, and 10:45 service. We're going to change that in the month of March. We're going to have just one service and one Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sunday school at 9, and we'll have a 10 o'clock service. So come by and share with us and see what's going on, because I'm telling you, the feast of the Lord is going on. The table is spread. Amen. So we thank and praise God for everything that he's doing. And we want you to get your Bibles. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Ann to bring the word tonight. And turn your Bibles to Psalms 136. And the topic tonight is his love endured forever. Hallelujah. So get yourself together. Get your word. Amen. And be blessed tonight. I'll introduce to you the soul winning machine, Pastor Ann Butterfield.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight, and I thank you, Pastor Butterfield, for that introduction. And we do give God glory and give him praise and honor for what he is going to do and what he's doing and all of that in our life. And so we just give him glory for it. And yes, I went to the youth mental illness session today. It was an 8-hour session, and it was truly very informative. And because we've been dealing with the youth and dealing with counseling, and my husband is a counselor, and I've taken several counseling classes with Beulah Heights and with Light of the World. So some of it I did know, but they really shared a lot of information with us today, and they did talk about suicide. They have a whole section concerning suicide, and they're talking about youth, though. But anyway, these same tactics, some of them you can use with adults, too, if you are dealing with adults, you can also use the same thing, same format with the adults as you do with the youth. But it was very informative with sharing with us the things that we should not do, what we should not say, what we should not do, all of that. And it's just awesome, just awesome. So I was very grateful to be in the class today. We had the instructors, two females. They was good. It was over at Rockdale, and they know about this stuff because it happened in their schools before. So some folks was a little bit because some of the people that was there were teachers, and they deal with all the kids in the school system, so they really know the dynamic of what is going on in the schools now, and dealing with parents and dealing with the children as well. And and they was helping us to understand that we do have to report certain things, which we know that already, But just to hear them go through a lesson and telling you what you should or you should not do was very enlightening to us on today. So we just give God glory and give him praise for all that he is doing. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and continuing to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We appreciate you, all of you, so much for doing that. So what we are going to do, we are going to bring forth the word tonight, and we're going to go to Psalms 136, and I'm starting with verse 1, and it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, the God of gods. For his mercy endured forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endured forever. To him who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endured forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endured forever. And to him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endured forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endured forever. The sun to rule by the day, for his mercy endured forever. And the last verse, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endured forever." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I was going to use for a topic tonight, his love endured forever.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I was trying to pull it together with the fact that God's love endured forever, which means that this is God. Now, we're not talking about man. We're talking about God, and his love endured forever. So it will not change. The agape love that God has for us, it will not change. It was love before the foundation of the world. It was God's love, and that love will never change. From the beginning to the end, it shall be the same. When we are gone on, that love will still be the same, because God's love does not change. And so I was thinking about persistency would get the miracle. And so, therefore, we are looking at that God is persistent. And so the love of God, if we can just look at the fact that the love of God and begin to understand that the love of God is persistent in our life. Whether we are born again or not, God loves each and every one of his children. Amen. His creation, I would say. Because if you're not born again yet, then now you just can't call him dad, and you can't just call him father, but you must be born again. You must get to know who Jesus is, and that's what the Bible says, so we stick with the Bible, amen? But every person that is on the face of the earth was created by God. That is the only way that a person can get to the earth is that they are created by God, and it comes through a woman. Amen. And so that birth comes through a woman. So I want to encourage each and every one of us, even if you are listening at this broadcast on tonight, or you may be listening at this broadcast at a later date. You may it may be next year, and you may be listening to this broadcast. I want you to know, whenever you listen to this broadcast, it is a right. It is for you. Amen? It is just for you. And so the topic is his love endured forever, and we want to keep in mind that persistency will get the miracle. And so, therefore, if we have God in us, if we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, then now we have the love that is very persistent that is inside of us. So therefore, we can love. We need to have the agape love. And then there's the other love, the brotherly love, the husband and wife types of love. But no love that is totally lasting like the agape love. And so we must have the agape love in order to endure. Amen. So God's love endures forever. The first point that I want to make is the call to praise. And I'm using that because of the fact that if we begin to understand that God's love endured forever, we can praise God. And so if we are born again, we are the call to praise. Amen. We are the ones that are called out to praise God. And so under the call to praise, we want to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And so when we give thanks to the Lord, appreciating him for being good to us, and those of us that are born again, he called us and we answered the call, which ends up being we are born again. Now we got a place to go, and that is to be with the Father. Amen. Now his mercy endured forever. His mercy, his love endured forever, and then now his mercy endured forever. And you know we need his mercy, amen?
Amen?
We need his mercy and we need his grace. Amen. And so therefore, since we have all of this, we need to give God the praise, amen? To him that made great light, his mercy endured forever. You know, God just spoke and light came. Amen. The day and the night just came forth because of God. It was a spoken word. So we can begin to speak the word of God over our life. Amen. And things will manifest itself in the physical.
Amen.
It will manifest itself right here on the earth. I want us to understand and know that everything has already pretty much been done. Everything's been done. God is looking for an intercessor that will pray and bring things into the earth realm. You know, God has done, Jesus has done what he is going to do, and God has already created the world, and so things are already done. It just, we have to pray that the heavens come into the earth realm, or whatever it is that we need, that it will come forth in our life. Amen. To him that divided the Red Sea, his mercy endures forever. And so some things we look at it and we think, oh, that was in the Bible. So, you know, really, actually, that's impossibilities. You don't really believe that, but whatever the word says, that is true.
Amen.
And so when we began to experience God doing miraculous things in our life, and we are experiencing those things, people are getting healed, and you know, and God is blessing on every side. So it is very important that we understand that God is working miracles each and every day. Why? Because his love endured forever.
Amen.
And he loved each and every one of us.
Amen.
Amen. To the God that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endured forever. And so when I was at the class on today, it helped me. I was glad Pastor Butterfield was encouraging us to make sure we go and take these classes. And so I was when I got ready to leave, I was letting the ladies know that I feel more empowered right now to do what God is saying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they gave me a sign, and they said, "Put this sign on the door at the center." Or wherever I am, and I'm talking about the center, put the sign on the door when people walk into the center. They may not come in for this, but they're coming in because they need help, but they may not know that we can help them, may not even be thinking about that. But there would be a sign to tell them that we are helpers, that we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I got that, I was like, oh, my God. We can just put that up. Not only that, but my husband is a counselor. He is a professional counselor. And so, therefore, we both can minister and help our children and adults. We're doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a little bit more confidence in the fact that God is preparing you to do something, has prepared us, and we get more clarity about what we need to do, then we can put it to action for real and know that we are helping someone. But we will have those signs on the door, because when he go next week to his class, he will get a sign as well. And so we'll have two signs, I know, that we'll have on the door at the center to help people to know that we can, especially kids, to know that we can help them. The God, our God, the Father, the Son, Jesus is God's Son, and he is our Savior. But God's mercy endures forever, meaning that God sent forth his Son into the world so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He gave up his only begotten Son that we may be restored back to him. And all we have to do is accept him, believe that he is the Son of God and that he came to deliver us and to set us free.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And but as we get born again, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So that we can be effective in the earth realm.
Amen.
Now, if you get born again and you don't get filled with the Holy Ghost, you begin to see, and we see people and we make a judgment call and we say they're not born again, they're not saved or whatever. But they may be saved, they just ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. So therefore, the things that are going on with them, they may be doing the same old stuff that a person that is not saved would do. So if they are doing that, then that means they're just not filled with the Holy Ghost. But once we get filled with the Holy Ghost, that don't mean we're going to do everything right. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost will really chastise you to get you back on track with what you need to do. And I'm a living witness that some things I just don't want to try to get it right sometimes. But it is the Holy Spirit that works in us to cause love to flow that we will get it right.
Amen?
Amen. And but that's the Holy Spirit. On our natural man, oh no, is not trying to do that. But it is the Holy Spirit, and when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, it become easier, but our little mindset. And in that class today, they shared with us, we did some role playing where we rolled up a piece of paper, and then they gave us a script. Okay, one person got the script that they are reading, and they got this round rolled up paper in your ear, meaning they talking to you through the round paper that they unrolled up, and they got a script to be talking to you. But you is actually having a conversation with another person. You sitting there having a conversation with another person, and somebody is in your ear talking and saying all kind of stuff while you trying to have a conversation. It is really, really confusing, and it really, really causes you to not answer the person that you really having a conversation with. You cannot hear what they saying clearly because you don't really have your total mind on them. You've got your mind on that person that is in your ear, as well as the person that you are sitting and talking to. And that enemy is just like that. It's rolling in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
While you trying to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
talk to someone or whatever, the enemy is started talking. And also, when we when our children or young people, could be old people, it don't matter. But if you have a mental illness and the enemy is talking to you in your ear, continue to talk to you in your ear. But you, somebody is trying to talk to you. Someone is trying to help you. There's a person that's really, an individual that's really, really standing right there trying to talk to you. But you've got all these voices in your head. It is hard to hear. And so that was like something right there. It was totally confusing to be able to try to talk to another person and got another person in your ear. But they were trying to help us to see when a person is mentally ill, there may be voices. And they was asking us a question like, haven't you heard people saying when they have some type of mental things going on with them, that they hear voices, people talking, they hear noises, and all types of things that they hear. Well, they was helping us to understand that. Well, those of us we think that we just fine, the enemy still be trying to talk in our ear,
mm-hmm.
and tell us to do things that is not right to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I want us to understand that God has saved us through his son, Jesus, and if we get born again and be filled with the Holy Ghost, we can live this life and live it productively.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The call to praise, and we should praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise God for
Hallelujah.
Him giving us the opportunity to stay on track with him and have fellowship with him. Amen. Reasons to praise God. There are reasons that we should praise God, and that is because he is good. He is good, and he is good all the time.
Amen.
He do not change. Now, we change, but he do not change.
Amen.
He is the God of gods. He is the God of gods. Amen. He is the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. And that is a reason to give God praise.
Amen.
The third point is I want to challenge you and challenge me and challenge all of us. Decide who and what is your God. Just think about that. Who is your God or what is your God? Because sometimes we put all types of things before the true and living God. Amen.
Amen.
There are gods aplenty all around us, but there's only one true and living God.
Amen.
And that is the Almighty, mighty God
Amen.
Of blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he rules the whole universe, and he is the creator of everything, and that includes you and I and the whole universe. And we know that somebody had to make this world, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us a good indication that there is a God, because we know we didn't do it, and we don't know anybody else that did it,
mm-hmm.
but what the Bible said, it was God,
amen.
Amen? So we believe God. To our great God belongs our best and our deepest and highest praise. We should give him the highest praise.
Amen.
And when we go
Hallelujah.
Into the house of God,
Hallelujah.
We should go in with a good praise
yes.
going on.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We should go in with a good praise going on, because we know that our God is a good God.
Amen.
He's a good God, and he's a merciful God.
Yes.
He is truly the supreme being over the universe. He is good in all that he do.
Amen.
Everything that he do is good.
Amen.
No matter what it may look like.
Amen.
And you may be asking God, why me, God? Why are you doing this? Why this is going on? But I tell you, no matter what, even people who are dealing with some type of, we all deal with some type of mental illness. Every person deal with some type of mental illness. But there are some people that is it is more dynamic. And so, but even in that, God is still good. Amen. Because he is going to get the glory. Behind it all, he is going to get the glory. Amen. Especially if you are a man, a woman, boy, a girl who has turned your life over to the Lord. He is truly a supreme being of the universe. He is good in what he does. It is impossible to overestimate the value of the truth that we hear in the Word of God. The Word says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your pathway.
Amen. Amen.
That's the Word. That is the Word, and we can stand on the Word. We can stand on that Word.
Right.
Trust the Lord. If you trust the Lord, he is going to work things out for you.
Yes.
No matter what it is, he's going to work it out for us. No matter what it looked like, he's going to work it out.
Amen.
I mean, you may have pain in your body. You may be dealing with a relationship with children or spouses or mom and daddy issues. It could be any type of issue that is going on. But let me tell you, God knows how to handle it.
That's right.
And we always thinking that God can't handle this. I got to take care of this one.
Mm.
You know, we won't turn it over to him. We won't release it to him. But if we release it, if we release it, if we would give it over to him, he will take care of it.
Yes,
and as we release things over to the cares of this world, over to God, guess what? We'll begin to trust him.
Amen.
And once we see that we can count on him, the more and more we go through his experiences, is life experiences that we have. A lot of times we want to deal with life experiences, you know, when they're bad, what we call bad. We don't want to deal with that. We want everything to be really, really lovey-dovey and just everything going fine all the time. But it's not going to be that way. We are going to have some trials and we are going to have some tribulations. But he is saying be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. We shouldn't be sad over them. Be of good cheer because Jesus said, I've already overcome the world. So therefore, if he has overcome, we are in Jesus, then now we are overcomers. Amen?
Amen.
No matter what it is that we're going through, we must worship God in spirit and in truth. And I tell you, we had an awesome service. I thought I wasn't going to even make it last night. To the service because I had some other stuff I was doing that came in about 7:15 or something. But I'm telling you, we had an awesome time on last night at the Light of the World with First Fire Friday service. It was off the chain. It was awesome. It was awesome. And so God is good, and I was so glad that we was able to make it. His love endures forever. These words remind us that all things displays God's love at work on behalf of his children. So when you see how God provides everything, even certain type of bugs and animals and the grass and the trees and all of these things, they do something to help.
What?
They have purpose. They have purpose. They are talking, whether we understand it or not, the leaves. I just think that everything just have a way of talking. You know, you got the dogs, you got the chickens, you got the ants, and, you know, when the ants, when they work together. They work together. They come in droves, and they don't play. They really come in droves, and they don't play. And so, It is really good to look at God's creation and see how he made things and even animals and bugs and all of that to because they have purpose to do some things in the earth, just like the sea. There are certain things in the sea that takes care of eating certain things and you know, and then developing certain things in the sea. So it is very, God's creation is so awesome. And we have to know that he made us, and we are higher than them all. We are men and women of God. So we are higher than anything on the earth. We are in God's image. We are made in his image. His love endured forever. And when we think about his love, we want to think about, is this his agape love, the agape love? That is the love that is totally enduring. It's a loyal love. It's a faithful love. And it's a covenant that he has made with us, you know. And so that love, it lasts. And it's based on an unbreakable commitment, because once you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you got what you need. But we need to get the Holy Spirit. We already have it, but we need to receive it and know that we have it so that we can use it. It's our right to use the Holy Spirit, amen? You know, sometimes people saying, you know, we don't want to use each other, you know, or whatever, but we can use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants us to use it.
Amen.
All right, so, and when we look at marriage should and have to be based on agape. It has to be based with all the other loves, the brotherly love, the husband and wife types of love. That is fine. We need that as well. But we need to have the agape love, because that is what's going to keep us standing, is agape love. And a marriage is a commitment. It's a commitment. And so it's not supposed to be so easy that you can break a covenant and a commitment that you are made to God and man. It should not be easy to do that. All right? So God is not going to do that. Man may, we may do that, but God would not do that. Amen. So we can count on God's love. It is consistent.
Yes.
It is consistent.
Yes, yes.
And so that's why we can give him praise.
Amen.
Because his love is consistent. Amen.
Amen.
So let's think about it. Praise God. Say praise God out there in radio
praise
land.
God. Praise God.
Okay, praise God. God's love is eternal, because his covenant is eternal.
Yes.
It is eternal. He cannot not love his people, his creation. God's love endureth forever. So he cannot not love a person because they don't get born again.
That's right.
He cannot not do that. He cannot not love folks. He done made them. He done made us, all of us. And so, therefore, he cannot not love us. He does. He loves each and every one of us.
Amen.
But for your own self and for your own being and for you to be able to live a productive life, and then when you leave this place, you got somewhere to go.
Yes.
That is going to be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about thinking about someone may die and go to hell, and when I think about for eternity, there's no end to it. That's like weird to my mind. There's no end to it. I mean, like, man, how is it going to be? There's no end to it. No eternity. So we got to be witnesses to try to encourage folks that don't know who Jesus is, to encourage them to get to know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And Archbishop was just not too long ago just talking to us about the fact that a person, they just need to say and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died for our sins. And they are accepting that. It ain't no big something that you got to do. That is what's real, and if you believe it, you are born again. Because God wants each and every one of us to be born again. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, his love outlasts all problems of life. If we would just love, that's how, say for instance, a husband and a wife, that's how we can stay together, because we're beginning to look beyond the faults and see the need. Well, with God, his love, no matter what the problems of life is, God is going to continue to love us. Amen?
Amen.
It transcends the troubles that we face every day. His love will transcend the troubles that we face. When we have the love of God and we know that we got it, and we will give him the praise and we will give him the honor and the glory, guess what? We're going to know we got it. No matter if we are sad today, we know still that God is going to bring peace along the journey. Amen?
Amen.
We know we are not living in a place where we don't have no hope.
Amen.
We know that hope is coming.
Yes.
Now, if you know that hope is coming, but you may not be feeling so great at the moment, but you know that hope is coming, that means you still got joy. See, I think sometimes we think that we don't have joy because we may be going through a situation and we're not feeling so happy and we're not feeling so good right now. But if you still believing that God's got you and you got him, you still got joy. Amen, because you know that God is going to take care of you no matter what you feel like today.
Amen.
Amen. God's love goes on when our life comes to an end. When it comes to an end, God's love continues. The cause for praise. And we, as we go into our churches on tomorrow, we should be giving God the praise and giving him the honor and all the glory that we can give him. The universe came into being because God willed it to be so.
Amen.
And so God is willing to be so that we live peaceably with all men
uh-huh.
on the earth. Amen. He wants us to be happy. Hallelujah. Even he's letting us know, even when you're going through a trial and a tribulation, I still want you to be happy.
Amen.
I still want you to know that you have peace in me. Amen. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. All right? So we cannot understand the universe properly without knowing God.
That's right.
Or without believing God. You know, we can't understand it. And your past does not determine your future.
All right.
We got to remember our past does not determine our future. Some of that stuff in our past, we got to put it behind us and begin to press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, God freed us from our sins, and he frees us every day, because every day we have new mercies. God has given us new mercies each and every day. So he is freeing us every day from the past. You know, so we need to know that God is with us and he'll never leave us. History is not about us. History is about God. And if we read history, we'll know that it is about God. But let me tell you, when I think about myself and when I think about God, I should think it is all about God. But when God thinks about us, it is all about us. It is all about us. When it comes to God looking at us, it is all about his children. He wants us all to be born again. He wants us to be free. He wants us to live in victory. He wants us to be caught up and come on home with him when that time comes. Amen. The real point of life is to glorify God in all things. That's why the Romans 8 and 28 say all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and is the call, just like our parents would chastise us and about doing something that is wrong. God would chastise us as well, and it is in the word of God, so therefore God got to stick by his word. So if we sin, we got to pay. If we do good, we got to pay. So we're going to get paid either way. So we need to do good so we can reap the good instead of doing bad and reaping bad things. Amen. Because God got to do what he said he was going to do. His hands is at work in each and every one of our lives, each and every day. Believe him in the darkest moment of your life. Believe God and know that God will bring you through. Give God thanks for every victory. But give God thanks for things that you don't think so much that they are victories in your life. Because guess what? They are victories because they're going to bring you closer to him.
Amen.
Amen. Lean upon his word. Get to know his word and study his word to show yourself approved unto him. Workmen that need not be ashamed but able to rightly divide the word of truth. We got to make sure that we know who God is. And let's grow more like him day by day, and we can do that with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So let's live so that others will see the love that is in us. And so I'm going to leave you with the fact of being persistent will get you a miracle. And so therefore what we need to do is to give God the praise, give God the glory. And so there's a reason to give God the glory and the praise. And God is eternal, and he will cause us to give him glory and to give him praise. And his love endure forever. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. The love of God endures forever, and I am so glad that it endures forever. And the Bible says, nothing can separate me
from the love of God.
From the love of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad that height, nor death, nor darkness, nor principalities, nothing.
Nothing.
Ooh, what a blessed assurance.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Nothing would separate us from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing you do can change God's mind about you. Oh, my goodness.
My Lord.
We know that people come in our lives and people go. And if we do certain things, oh, my God, they're going to hit the door.
Say,
see you, Jack. Won't see you no more. And bye-bye.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they're gone out of our lives. But God, he loves us no matter what.
No matter what.
Nothing can change the love of God towards us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What manner of love is this? The Father has bestowed upon us that we would be called his son.
Yes.
I mean, God has that much love. And then Jesus has the same love because God gave his son, and then his son gave his life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And I'm telling you, so we are blessed to have a God who is not moved by our frailty.
He's
not moved by our faults and our failures. Oh, my God, I heard a song today that says that there is no failure when God is in the room. There is no failure when God is in the room. And so if we ever get in a place where God is, there is no failure.
No failure.
Because he moves all failures out. He gives us, the Bible says he causes us to triumph. Oh, my goodness.
He
makes us win.
Yeah.
Even, you know, back in the day when they used to have those boxing matches, they used to have a lot of fights that was fixed. You know, there was some of the fighters would go down. They say that there was a phantom punch, and they went down and was knocked out just so they can get the person, get paid. And so we see that in this world, the fight is fixed. We cannot lose.
Mm-hmm.
God causes us to win. And so what a mighty God that we serve that takes the time out to make sure that we are successful.
Yes, yes.
See, the problem with us now, we see success one way, and God sees success another way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we get into trouble. We try to see success from somebody else's standard, not God's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we begin to see things from God's perspective, we begin to live our lives free. No matter what happens, you're still free. That's why Job can praise God after he loses everything. He can just praise God and give God all the glory and say, naked came I into this world, naked I'm going to return.
Right.
The Lord God give it. The Lord God take it away. Bless it. Hallelujah. You got to be sold out. Job had to give God praise in spite of what you see, in spite of what things look like, in spite of what you're feeling. And, you know, to lose your children is a hard thing. But Job was able to praise God because he loved God and was not moved by anything. He knew God loved him unconditionally, and he loves us no matter what.
Yeah.
So we thank and praise God for this word tonight. Those of you out there on Radio Land, if you question or comment for this woman of God, press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live. Amen tonight. And we thank God again. We want you all to continue to pray with us and for us. The conference, Marriage Utopia Conference, is coming up April 24th and 25th. We're going to have a high time. We're going to have a great time. And pray with us as we go on TV 57 on Monday. Amen. Pray with us. Tune in. And come with us, whatever. And I'm telling you, pray that God's word will go forth, and the kingdom of God will be advanced. This was about is about kingdom, it's about what God wants to do, and He has a set time and set place for all of us, for our gifts and our graces to be manifested, because not from us, but all about Him. And we thank and praise God for everything that He is doing with us and through us. We love God for you all tuning in every Saturday night. Amen. We thank God, amen, for your faithfulness. God will continue to bless and keep you is our prayer. So we're going to pray for our audience tonight, and then we're going to dismiss. Father God, we thank you right now for everything that you have done in this broadcast, God. We thank you for everyone who tuned in. We ask you, God, to bless them, oh God, bless their household, oh God. Bless their bodies, their mind, their spirit, oh God, that you would move on their behalf.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever concerned them, oh God, move right now in the name of Jesus. God, I heard the man of God say there's a birthing that's about to take place right now. Oh God, we thank you that deliverance, oh God, would take place. God, we're going to push. We're going to pray till something happens in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We bless their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus. So on next Saturday, 8 p.m., tell your neighbors, tell your friends to dial 917-388-4161 to turn on the light broadcast with Pastor Stephen Man Butterfield.